comfortable chair. That's not revolutionary, but it gave people a place to sit and read or strike up a conversation, maybe to be inspired, or maybe to just be. It made going to Starbucks and sitting with a newspaper and a latte a ritual. And our regulars would probably tell you, it's one of their favorite rituals. In 1981, Howard Schultz joined Starbucks. It was an opportunity for him to create the kind of company he wanted to be a part of, and as it turns out, a company that many others would also want to join. Four time zones and 4,400 miles northwest, trouble was just beginning in Anchorage, Alaska. Officials there receive word from Korean air dispatchers that their 747 from Tokyo to Anchorage is transmitting the code for hijacking. Determined to prevent further casualties, the Alaska commander launches two fully armed F-15s from Elmendorf Air Force Base. Their mission, locate the Korean Air carrying 215 passengers and crew and shoot it down. To gauge whether the Korean pilots are still in command of the plane, controllers relay orders from NORAD for the 747 to descend, then climb at a specific rate. But there is another problem. Now the plane is low on fuel. NORAD looks to Whitehorse Airport in Canada's Yukon Territory. Whitehorse's runways are long enough, but not wide enough to land Boeing's largest plane. Yet, the 747 landed safely. Shortly after the 747 had landed, Canadian airspace was closed on 9/11. Welcome aboard the Disney Magic for a voyage filled with enchantment. Your first stop is a place the locals call the Conch Republic. Everybody else knows it as Key West, Florida. Key West offers countless possibilities on every corner. Set off on your own to stroll the streets Hemingway called home, or take an excursion to kayak through emerald mangrove forests. Play the day away, and in the evening, see sunsets like no others. The next day, a new adventure is yours on the island of Cozumel. Here you can explore ancient Mayan ruins along the rocky shore, ride off in horse-drawn carriages, and have the time of your life. Taper lever. Some wall clippers are equipped with an adjustable taper lever. The taper lever is conveniently located near your thumb if you're right-handed, so it can easily be adjusted while the clipper is in your hand. The taper lever adds versatility to your clipper by allowing you to gradually change the closeness of your cut without a guide comb. In addition, if extremely heavy hair cutting has jammed the blades, it will help if you remove hair that has become wedged between the two blades without removing the blades. While the clipper is running, rapidly move the lever from close cut to longer cut a couple of times. Doing this each time you've finished using your clipper will help keep the blades clear of cut hair. Hollywood has gone to elaborate lengths to recreate the violence and mayhem of ancient warfare in movies such as Gladiator and 300. But what were ancient battles really like? The 24 lectures of Great Battles of the Ancient World take you into the thick of combat and some of the most notable battles fought in the Mediterranean region from prehistoric times to the 4th century AD. Among the many fateful battles presented are Marathon, Gaugamela, and Masada. One of the fascinating aspects of this course is that contending theories are presented. Further, the distinctive Western way of war is traced from the ancient Greeks to the modern age. A workplace can appear to be running smoothly, but the day-to-day reality is often messy, complicated, and full of emotional traps. The authors of the bestseller, Working With You Is Killing Me, call the experience of being caught in an emotionally distressing situation at work, being hooked. The workplace affords numerous opportunities to get hooked. Harvard-trained psychotherapist Catherine Crowley and nationally recognized business expert Kathy Elster have developed the essential techniques to unhooking. The four-step process promises that if you can change your reaction to distressing circumstances at work, you can change your life